Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. It's day 14. As you work through your story, you're going to find you run into things from time to time where you need to fact check something out of your expertise. It could be you don't know how to spell a word and your spell checker doesn't have it in there. It could be you need to look up a date for something that happened that you're referencing in your story, or a point of science, or you get stuck on a scene you don't know how to finish it, and you want to skip ahead to the next scene because you're trying to write straight through, or what have you. This last bit won't apply to those of you that skip around a lot, you know, write the first scene, write the last scene, connect the dots, that sort of thing. That's a different way of doing things, and it's perfectly valid and, in my opinion, a lot more fun. But we're talking right now about things that trip you up as you're going straight through. The classic solution to these kinds of problems are to use brackets. You're going along, you want to know the date that Napoleon lost Waterloo. And you can't remember it off the top of your head and you don't want to break your flow, so you just bracket in Waterloo date, end bracket, and you keep going because you don't use hard brackets in your writing very much, so they're very easy to find on a find and replace. And then when you go through to proofread your book, you just look for the brackets, replace everything that's in them, and keep going. This is a really useful tool that's really easy to overuse. And you can overuse it in a way that'll create what economists would call an opportunity cost. For really quick basic facts, stuff that you know but can't call to mind, the brackets, in my opinion, are a really good way to go because the flow is wonderful. And particularly if you're new at this or you're under a lot of stress, a break in the flow can be a real big pain in the ass. And the brackets can also be useful for scenes that you don't want to write yet, but you want to include a note to yourself for when you jump back to it. You don't wind up having to respect those brackets when you go back, but they do give you something to get your fingers into as you're trying to pry apart that part of the story. All that said, when you're talking about something that could have an impact on your characterization or story, such as an item of fashion or an historical fact as opposed to just a date, or an interesting wrinkle in quantum theory or other scientific endeavor, anything that has the potential to open up another world for you, that you want to actually leave the manuscript for and go do your research and then come back. And the reason is that you may find something in that research that winds up being better for the story than what you had in mind, particularly if you had sort of a garbled version of the thing you're looking for in mind. This is especially true when you're writing science fiction, historical fiction, anything that's really deeply grounded in a real setting, whether that setting is future or past. With fantasy worlds, the setting is as you determine it, so that gets a little more squishy. But anything that's really deeply grounded, any fact that's deeply grounded in a specific context, when you go to do research, you run the risk, and it's a positive risk, of finding out some things that are connected to that thing you're curious about, that will make your story 10 times richer, 10 times better, that'll open up avenues and potential plot threads that you hadn't even considered. It won't happen every time, but in my experience and the experience of a lot of other writers I've talked to over the years, it does happen often enough that it can be very, very worth your time to interrupt your flow to go do your research. Brackets are an incredibly useful tool. I use them promiscuously because I've got a mind that skips around a lot, as you can probably tell from listening to these recordings or if you've ever heard me on another podcast. And so I like to leave placeholders and breadcrumbs for myself. But in talking to other writers, I found the continuing theme of talking about this sort of opportunity cost, and so I started watching my own writing, and I found that they're right. There are times when it's better to go research than not. And there are also times when it's better just to leave the brackets. So, when you put the brackets around a word or a phrase to bring you back later, look at it and think, is this a proofreading thing, or is this a creative thing? And if it's a creative thing, try, if at all you can, to resist the brackets. And if it's a proofreading thing, embrace them and move on and continue with your story right away. I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2015 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.